Well, hello team, and welcome to Stop Making Your Bed, the podcast where we challenge the status quo and embrace the journey of self-discovery. I'm your host, Michelle, and today we're diving deep into why winners quit. Before we dive in, let's take a moment to reflect on the journey of creation and expression. Have you ever felt a strong creative urge that consumes your every thought? That's how I felt about this topic. When Stop Making Your Bed podcast was just an idea floating around in my conscious mind many months before today, this topic was the one I knew I wanted to bring to you. In fact, I dug through my old files and found a note in my planning document dated 30 June 2023. The importance of bringing this to you was there from the get-go, and today we get to discuss it together. This brings me such joy and a feeling of relief to take it from a thought all the way to you today. Thank you for being on this journey with me. It's incredible to have you by my side while we collectively question the status quo and discover what works for you. One of the greatest attributes I'm most proud of is my ability to stay conscious about the very limited time I may or may not have left to live my life. Though this ability has developed through tough times, I deeply cherish it. One of my close friends, an old friend from school, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Not long after her diagnosis, I scheduled to meet her for a coffee on an autumn morning that felt more like spring. It was warm and delicious. I entered the cafe, unsure if she had arrived first. I took a moment to look before I grabbed the table. I could see her sitting at the very back in the corner. As I walked towards her, she glanced up, noticing me, and I saw her smile. The kind of smile that makes you drop your guard and feel warm even though the temperature of the room hasn't changed. She slowly stood to greet me with a kiss and a cuddle. I saw her beautiful white dress, entirely appropriate for a day like today. She looked gorgeous, but she always did. I took a moment to watch her sit. I noticed how she still looked like the 14-year-old girl I met at school, with the same smile and posture. She still had gorgeous hair even though it had been through the rigmarole of chemo and radiation. He was my friend, but of course she was different. We were 26 years older, we're both mothers, and cancer was now a topic of conversation. And fuck, I wish it wasn't. That morning, I was getting an update on her prognosis. She had delivered the news that doctors had given her. She wouldn't make 50. We talked about her positive outlook and attitude. She has young children and a husband. She looked at me and said, "You have to choose how you live." Bam, that hit hard. I could feel my chest tighten and a lump in my throat grew large enough that made me want to vomit. She noticed my reaction and I asked her if I could just write a quick note on my phone to remember what she said. Touching my phone over coffee with friends is only allowed if we share something essential or photos of the kids. It is not a time to check emails or Instagram. It's ridiculous how many people do this. As I was typing the note, I looked up and asked if I could name my next book that. She looked surprised and said, "Yes, of course." I smiled and thanked her for the inspiration. Side note here, I did name my second book that. You have to choose how you live. We finished coffee and I walked back to my office. My office was just around the corner from the coffee shop, and walking back, I found breathing hard. My chest was still tight and the lump in my throat was firmly stuck. I took a deep breath, trying to surpass the lump and fill my lungs. I felt a crack in my body. My chest opened and the lump cleared. But now hot, heavy tears were falling hard and fast, and I could not stop them. Wiping them was futile. The faucet had been turned on, and I wasn't going to shake this off before I reached my office front door. So I sat, letting it absorb, digesting my emotions and trying to make sense of the cruelty of cancer. It was futile. You cannot make sense of a situation involving cancer. Coffees moved from coffee shops to sitting on her hospital bed in busy wards filled with rushing nurses and doctors assessing patients facing the toughest of battles, all with friends and family passing through to see loved ones. Cancer was still the topic. The magnitude of it allows little room for anything else. Then coffees moved to her home. The only thing we discussed then was all that matters: love and fear. She died last May. the week of Mother's Day, and the week of her birthday. She didn't make 50. She was 43. If you want to get perspective of how precious time is and just how fleeting spending time with someone who is dying will fundamentally change your view of everything, every day, every moment. Being aware of the passage of time, though a skill, was wrought by tragedy and heartache through the death of friends who passed far too early, some leaving behind young children, all from circumstances out of their control. Once you have that shock, awareness and awakening, you begin to see what life is. It's nothing but a gift. We're all lucky to be here and to be able to live our lives as we choose. Even in the circumstances you're in, you can be grateful to be conscious, breathing, and able to live the human experience. Bringing us to the topic of quitting and knowing how precious our time is gives us perspective on what we're actually going to discuss today. This knowing is the key to success in your personal life, at work, and in study. This week, I was dropping my daughter off to school. She goes to an incredible boarding school, and the drop-off was a few hours' drive away. I used the drive home after dropping her off to catch up on podcasts and distract myself from thinking, oh, how much I would miss her. One particular episode involved Jay Shetty speaking with Stephen Bartlett about happiness. In this episode, Jay briefly mentioned that one day they need to speak more about how many things they've launched that have never succeeded or come to fruition. As some of you might know, a couple of years ago, I had a plus-size clothing line. Post-global pandemic, I started a clothing line out of the frustration of not finding clothes that A, I liked, and B, that actually fit. As usual, when I have an idea, I run with it. The gift of ADHD is the passion and hyperfocus one can tap into when one has a shiny new idea. Typically, you jump in headfirst with little to absolutely no research. Knowing learning on the job is just as good. And you know what? Sometimes for us, it's better. The success of my clothing line was immediate, so much so that I was surprised by how quickly it took off. Within the first 4 weeks, it was one of Australia's top 10% visited sites. It was popular immediately, and I made money. The experience was a roller coaster. I learned an extraordinary amount about online retail and product marketing. I gained more in-depth knowledge in branding and marketing, which is actually my wheelhouse, so that was brilliant. Then one day, I decided to close the business. I had experienced, established, and succeeded in all elements. And 12 months later, with money in the bank, I closed the business at its height. I was happy, but I was done. Others, well, they couldn't understand why. Why would I close something that was making money? Why stop when I was gaining traction in the online space without any paid advertising? Why close a successful business? My response? Why not? What if we change our perspective on stopping, closing that business, quitting that job, changing that career, changing what you're studying? As a society, we encourage us to hold on, grip as tight as you can. The unknown fear keeps you from change. But that's unhealthy for our minds and egos. Life isn't static, let alone consistent. Life is full of twists, turns, and transitions, most of which are completely out of our control. Entrepreneurs often embrace pivoting in ideas or careers because they understand that flexibility and adaptability are key to success in the ever-changing landscape of business and life. They recognize that markets are dynamic and constantly evolving. What may have been a viable business idea or career path yesterday may not be as relevant or profitable tomorrow. Entrepreneurship inherently involves risk-taking. Entrepreneurs are willing to take calculated risks to pursue their goals, including pivoting their ideas or careers when necessary. They understand that playing it safe and sticking to the status quo may not lead to innovation or growth. Pivoting provides valuable learning opportunities. Whether a venture succeeds or fails, valuable lessons can be gleaned from the experience. By embracing change and pivoting when needed, you can acquire new skills, insights, perspectives that can benefit your future endeavors. Now, let's consider this from a different angle. Do you think you've read everything your favorite author has ever written? Do you think you've cooked every recipe your favorite chef has ever created? Do you think every movie script has been turned into a film? Of course not. Those unwritten words, movie scenes, and delicious meals are not failures or even a waste of time. They are vital building blocks required to form the foundation for what's next. Hey team, quick break from the show to ask a favour. The greatest joy of creating Stop Making Your Bed podcast is being able to bring it to you at zero cost. In return, I need a favour. Please hit the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening on. It's the essential lifeblood of the podcast, and without you, there will be no more podcast. So please subscribe and follow. Thank you. Back to the show. Did you know that in the late 1960s, 45% of Australian homes didn't have indoor plumbing? Think about that for a sec. 45% of Australian homes did not have indoor plumbing. How many toilets do you have at your house? I have three. That's more than some and less than other homes. Our lives today are the most comfortable, the most advanced in every aspect than they have ever been. And yet, we're not living our lives with everything we have at our disposal. Gratitude is the mother of all virtues. I know you've heard this before, but I heard it put brilliantly the other day. If I asked you to give me everything you owned in 25 years to be the age and health you are right now, all the money and all the material possessions, you would do it in a heartbeat, right? If you were given the opportunity to be in your body at the exact age you are now and in the health you are, as you listen to this podcast, I guarantee you, you would give everything to be you again. So why are we squandering what we have at this moment? I often use the gratitude practice where you lay in bed at the end of the day, right before you drift off to sleep. You list five things for which you are grateful. I extended this. I try to list 10. Five is way too easy. 10 makes you dig deep. It works and I highly recommend it. But the 25-year check, it's quick. And it drags you right where you need to be in just a few seconds. Gratitude is your way of reframing the world, your ability to reframe how you currently are seeing it. I don't know about you, but I need this throughout my day, not just at night as I'm trying to go to sleep. Before we move on any further, I have to point out how much I cannot stand the word failure when it comes to something not working. It's not working because it's simply not working. Why can't we live our lives that work best for our future selves? It doesn't need to be seen as a failure. It's a choice to change. Knowing when to make changes in your life, whether in career, relationships, or personal development, can be challenging. Some key indicators signal it might be time to make that change. If you feel unfulfilled or unsatisfied with your current situation, it may be a sign that a change is needed. This could manifest as feeling bored, stagnant, or uninspired in your work, relationship, or personal pursuits. Continual feelings of discomfort, whether physical or emotional, should not be ignored. This discomfort could be a sign of something in your life that is not aligned with your values, goals, well-being, and it may be time to explore making changes. As you've heard me speak about, these are pain points, and they are there for a reason. It's your responsibility to identify them and fix them. If you've lost passion or enthusiasm for something that once brought you joy, it may be a sign that you've outgrown it or that it's no longer serving you. Reconnecting with your passions and interests can help you identify areas where change may be needed. If your current situation negatively impacts your physical or mental health, it's important to prioritize self-care and consider making changes that improve your well-being. This could include addressing toxic work environments, unhealthy relationships, or lifestyle habits that are detrimental to your health. Feeling stuck or experiencing a lack of progress in your personal and professional life can be a red flag that change is necessary. Growth and development often require stepping out of your comfort zone and embracing new opportunities for learning and development. Trusting your intuition and guts can prove valuable insights into whether a change is needed. Pay attention to your inner nudges or feelings of unease that arise as they may be guiding you towards a new path of direction. And sometimes, feedbacks from trusted friends, family members, or mentors can offer valuable perspective on your situation. If multiple people express concern or observations about your well-being or circumstance, it may be worth considering their input and exploring potential change. Regularly assess your goals and values and priorities. This can help you determine whether your current situation aligns with what truly matters to you. If there's a disconnect between your aspirations and reality, it may be time to make adjustments to bridge that gap. Ultimately, making changes in your life requires self-awareness, courage, and a willingness to embrace uncertainty. Trust yourself to know when it's time to take action and make the necessary changes to create a life that feels more authentic, fulfilling, and aligned with your true self. Something not working is essential to success because it provides valuable lessons, growth opportunities, and resilience. It builds experiences. It's a powerful teacher offering valuable insights and lessons that inform future decisions and actions by analyzing what went wrong and why. Individuals can gain a deeper understanding of themselves, their capabilities, and the dynamics of their environment. Experiencing what's not working builds resilience and perseverance, two essential qualities for achieving long-term success. When faced with setbacks or obstacles, individuals who have encountered failure are far better equipped to bounce back, maintain a positive mindset, and keep moving forward despite adversity. When something isn't successful, it encourages innovation and creativity by pushing individuals to think outside the box and explore alternative solutions. When traditional approach fail to yield the desired results, individuals are motivated to experiment, to take risks, and to explore new possibilities. It also prompts introspection and self-reflection, leading to personal growth and development. Through the experience of failure, individuals gain valuable insights into their strengths, their weaknesses, their values, and their priorities. It also encourages individuals to embrace risk and seize opportunities, even in the face of uncertainty. Individuals can develop a greater capacity for understanding and supporting others on their paths to success. Look, not everything will go to plan. Failure is not only inevitable, it is essential for achieving success in any endeavor. By embracing something that isn't working as a natural part of the learning process, individuals can cultivate resilience, innovation, self-discovery, and empathy, all crucial elements of a fulfilling and successful life journey. Recalibrate what success is. It's not always about money. It's a whole picture. The experience of a project should never, ever be weighted against its outcome. Who said we can't disrupt ourselves, disrupt our industry, and what's expected of us? Why can't we pivot? Oprah was fired from her first job as a television news anchor. Steve Jobs was fired from Apple in 1985. Walt Disney was fired from Kansas City Star because the editor felt he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. Marie Kondo struggled to find clients early in her career because her methods were so unconventional and untested. This is where I want you all, my Stop Making Your Bed family, to wonder. Wonder if this is the last thing you will create. If this is the last thing I will write, I will build, or whatever it is. Let yourself wonder. Do you have one more thing you need to do? Colonel Sanders was rejected by over 1,000 restaurants before he established KFC. Coco Chanel was rejected by several apprenticeships and struggled to secure funding in any of her early adventures. If it's a yes, even if you don't know exactly what it is, making changes to follow that path isn't a failure. It's a pivot. Michael Jordan was cut from the high school basketball team. Vera Wang failed to make the US Olympic team as a competitive figure skater before becoming one of the world's most successful designers. It's freeing to know that it's not going to last forever, but that you don't want it to. This is the opposite of how we're conditioned to think. We're told that when you have something good, hold on. Don't let go and make it last for as long as you can because you never know when it'll be gone. What an unhealthy burden to put on yourself. We're often told to hold on to careers we no longer want due to the societal norms, the fear of change, and the perceived security of stability. Society often places a high value on stability and consistency, encouraging individuals to pursue traditional careers and stick with that one job and that one career for the long term. There's a societal expectation to climb the corporate ladder, to achieve success in a particular field, and maintain a stable income to support oneself and one's family. Change can be daunting and uncertain, leading many to resist making significant career shifts. The fear of stepping into the unknown, facing financial insecurity, or risking failure can hold individuals back from pursuing new opportunities or exploring different career paths. This fear of change can be reinforced by messaging from family, friends, and society that emphasize the importance of stability and predictability. Many people feel secure in their current careers, especially if they provide a steady income, benefits, and just overall stability. I get that. Individuals may feel reluctant to abandon a career they've invested significant time, effort, resources into building, whether it's years of education, professional certifications, or climbing the ranks within a company. The sunk cost associated with a career can make it difficult to walk away, even if it no longer brings fulfillment or satisfaction. There may be external pressures from family members, peers, or society to stay in a particular career path, especially if it's considered prestigious or lucrative. Individuals may feel pressure to meet the expectation of others and fulfill societal norms regarding career success, even if it comes to at the expense of their own happiness and their own fulfillment. Despite these pressures to hold on, the careers we no longer want, it's important to prioritize our own well-being, happiness, and fulfillment. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this thought. Embracing change and knowing when it's time to pivot is not a sign of failure. It is a testament to your growth, resilience, and willingness to pursue a life that aligns with the values and passions you set out to achieve. Life is too short to stay stuck in a situation that no longer serves you. Whether it's a career that no longer brings you joy, a relationship that has run its course, or a personal goal that no longer resonates with your values, it's okay to acknowledge when something isn't working and make the necessary changes to create a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. Remember, success is not defined by how long you stay in one place or how closely you adhere to societal norms. It's about living in alignment with your true self and pursuing a path that brings you joy, brings you purpose, and is fulfilling. So next time you find yourself at a crossroads, wondering whether to hold on or let go, I encourage you to listen to your intuition, trust yourself, and embrace the possibility of change. Sometimes the most significant opportunities for growth and transformation come from having the courage to pivot, even when it feels scary. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and exploration. Remember, it's never too late to stop making your bed and start living a life that feels truly yours. Until next week, stay curious, stay courageous, and keep embracing the journey of self-discovery. I'll see you next week. Before we officially end the show, it's time for the legal information. Please be aware the information and advice provided on this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended to provide legal, professional, or medical advice, and you should not rely on it as such. Always consult with a qualified professional. We also do not accept any responsibility or liability for any actions or decisions you may take based on the information provided on this podcast. Please seek professional advice appropriate to your situation. Thank you again for listening. See you soon.